From Spark and Anvil and Pixel Forge, this is Shade, in Chapter 1 of the Pixel Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Shade turned a curious, warm russet the moment the new kid dumped her supplies on his workshop table. She had brought everything, a color box with what looked like 500 little wells, every shade of every color, a rainbow avalanche, a rabbit kit named Juniper, all elbows and eagerness. "I want the face to look real," Juniper announced and started clicking colors. "This brown here, that peach there, a pinkish one, a yellowish one." 50 different browns, one after another, smeared across a little sketched out face. Shade, a chameleon kid with soft round scales and no spikes at all, watched the face slowly turn to mud. He didn't say stop. He picked up his own stylus and said gently, "May I show you something quiet?"
He'd grown up in the color mixing village, where his family were what everyone called palette discipliners, chameleons every one. Their moods rippled straight into their skin, so they knew colors the way other folk knew their own heartbeat. When Shade was small, he'd wanted every color at once too. His grandfather had caught him mixing all his paints into one pot to make the best color, and had let him do it. The pot went brown, muddy, dull, sad brown. "Now," his grandfather said, and set out just 5 little chips: dark brown, shadow, base, highlight, brightest. "Make me a cheek." With only 5, Shade had no choice but to think. Dark in the hollow, base on the round of it, bright where a lamp would catch, and a cheek appeared, round, soft, alive, out of only 5 careful choices. "Fewer colors," his grandfather said, "made you choose, and choosing is the whole art."
He walked to the Pixel Forge when he was 12. His mentor, an old chameleon named Palette, was waiting with 2 drawings of the very same face. "This one," Palette said, tapping the first, "I made with 50 colors. It was a smear. You couldn't find the nose. And this one, the second, with 5. It had cheekbones, a brow, a clear, catching light. Same face, same size. Tell me which one you'd rather have made." "The 5, Shade said, without hesitating. "The eye can't get lost in 5. It knows where the light is." Palette smiled, and Shade felt his scales warm to a happy, gentle gold. "Then come teach people to uncrowd their pictures," she said.
Now, with Juniper's 50 brown mud face sitting between them, Shade drew a fresh outline of the same face and lined up his necklace of color chips, a little chain that ran darkest to lightest, his palette ramp pendant. 5, he said. "Watch." He tapped the chips in order. "Darkest brown, mid shadow, base, highlight, brightest peach." Then he filled the face, talking as he went. "Base color on the lit side, mid shadow on the side turned away from the light." He dropped the darkest brown into the deep places, under the chin, beneath the nose. He touched the brightest peach to the brow and the very tip of the nose. He stepped back. 5 colors, a whole round, breathing face. Juniper stared between the two. Her muddy 50-color face, his clean 5-color one. "But I used more," she said, almost hurt. "How does less look like more?"
"Because the darks and lights are doing a job," Shade said, "and 50 colors just get in each other's way." He touched his pendant. "Every color is a shade of light, from where it's dark to where it's bright. Line them up in that order, place them by how bright they are, and the shape rises up on its own." Juniper tried. 5 chips, no more. She placed a dark under the eye, a bright on the cheek, and gasped as the flat face suddenly bulged into roundness under her own hand.
"There," she breathed. "It just popped."
Shade turned a soft, focused teal, watching her get it. "It feels like a rule at first," he said. "Fewer colors, like a fence. But it isn't a fence. Every color you don't use is a choice you already made, so you don't have to make it again. Every color you do use earns its spot." His scales warmed back to that gentle gold, and he felt his shoulders come down and loose, the easy, unhurried calm of someone who'd made peace with having just enough. "That's the feeling I want you to have," he said softly. "Not stuck, free, light, like there's finally room to breathe." Juniper looked at her five little chips, then at the whole face she'd built from them, and slowly slid her giant color box off the table and onto the floor. "I only need five," she said. "You only ever did," said Shade.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Shade. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.